cantante me dijo que yo era rockero.
Pero eso es mentira, porque soy cuquero.
Que no me quiten la conga, que es rica y baranda.
Y la cucaracha baila con la gata.
Oye, bien soquetón, cuida bien a tu beba. De ron de Caribe refino,
una para conga y otra para el camino.
Que al igual que la conga la gente me sigue,
siga para tanto con el Caribe.
Que yo no quiero molote ni quiero relajo.
Luego de la conga vaya para el trabajo.
Si los tantos son tantos, son tanto más tanto.
Óyeme, Maye, ya no juegues con los santos.
Que los mejores congueros tienen disciplina.
Sigan arrollando y paren en la esquina.
Con el chenche bochenche cualquiera va a caer.
Pónganse la capa que ahorita va a llover.
Y para despedirme que canten los cantantes.
Oiga, santiaguero, sigan adelante.
Fake news.
Are you tired of fake news? You're listening to The Alternative. It's real news powered by real New Yorkers just like you. This is WBAI 99.5 FM, resistance radio powered by the people. Keep it locked right here.
Oh, a happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus wore.
When Jesus wore.
Oh, when he wore.
Jesus wore.
When Jesus wore.
When Jesus wore.
He washed my sins away.
From New York City, it's the Gary Null Show. And now, your host, Gary Null.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gary Null.
And nice to be with you today. And to the people in this audience, I want to thank all of you for taking your time to be with us. We have a lot of good things to share with you. I met today with Berthold Reimers. And we're coming up with something that's absolutely unique. I just want to confirm that we can do it. And as soon as we can do it, I'll be sharing it with you. It's a way for all of us to appreciate good health and get healthier. I hope to announce that on tomorrow's show. Today, I was asked by Tony, who should be joining us shortly, if we could offer something to raise some funds for the station. And I said, what do you suggest? And he said, well, how about if we did red stuff? Because it helps people. They like it. It's something of substance. I said, okay. So what we're offering today is the following. We're offering anyone who calls and pledges to the station $99, we're offering them a jar of red stuff. What is it? Well, it's a raw, all-natural powder. It's made from 18 fruits with enzymes. And it's loaded with nutrition. It's vegan, it's non-GMO, it's gluten-free, and it contains 10,000 valued ORAC per scoop, per serving. Now, ORAC is a measurement of antioxidant. Now, in the average American diet, I'm going to guess that the average person gets anywhere from 200 to maybe 500 ORAC in a day with all the foods they eat. This has got 10,000 in one scoop. So this is a superstar of ORAC, antioxidant activity. And it's made up of watermelon, cherries, strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, apples, grapes, bananas, pomegranates, papaya, prunes, acerola, goji, cranberries, acai, bilberries, grapeseed extract, pomegranate extract, and that's all the active ingredients. And what happens is they get all the fruit, and they bring it in, they wash it down, then they press it to get the juice out, and then they dry the juice at a low temperature, generally around 88 degrees, so it's a living food. And that's the powder. There's just nothing else there. It's terrific for you. In fact, we all know that we should be having our fruits and vegetables. And ideally, in a perfect world, you'd be sitting each day and having your fruits and vegetables. Now, the average American doesn't even get 3 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. Do you remember how absurd it was one time when Ronald Reagan made ketchup a vegetable so that at least people would get at least one, kids especially, get one vegetable a day because they had some ketchup with their French fries or hot dogs? Well, we need ideally about 11 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. We're not getting it. Only a tiny percentage, probably 1% of the American population, are having as many fruits and vegetables I believe they actually need. And why? What's so big deal about fruits? Well, I'll just focus on fruits. Reggie, fruits are the catalysts of change at the DNA level. Each fruit contains from dozens to hundreds of different chemicals called phytochemicals. And many of these phytochemicals are known to repair DNA. They are powerful antioxidants. They're free radical scavengers, meaning that when you have a free radical in your body, which ages the cell and damages the cell, it can trap it, neutralize it. We know that these are loaded with enzymes, which are the catalysts of life. We know that they're good sources also of fiber and chlorophyll. In fact, when you look at the totality of what you're getting a huge number of important elements and only 64 calories, so it's perfect for diabetics, glycemics, people overweight, and people have to be on a caloric-restricted diet. So just imagine you're getting 18 different fruits per day, 18, and you're getting them not as the whole fruit, because let's face it, if you had an apple, you could reasonably eat one apple. Try eating 2 apples at the same time. It's hard to do. But if you juiced both apples, that would give you about 4 or 5 ounces of juice. You could easily drink that amount. Now, what is juice? It's about 97% water. So now wick off the water, and what you have left is what was really the most powerful and important part of the apple. So you take an apple, you reduce the total weight of the apple by making it into a juice. You reduce the water in the juice to what's the powerful compound. And that's what I've done with red stuff. And everywhere I travel, and I travel a lot, I always take my bottles of stuffs, red stuff, green stuff, cruciferous stuff, fiber stuff, muscle stuff. And because there's a lot of places where, A, I don't have time to stop and eat, and B, if I did, there's no place for me to eat because I'm a vegan and I eat organic. So this way, I'm able to give myself the nourishment. Now, in the morning, I make a smoothie. And in that smoothie, I put multiple different stuffs, but red stuff is one of the 2 most important I put in there. And I also put some, coconut oil and some walnuts or pumpkin seeds or the nut pumpkin seed. Nut butter or sunflower seed butter. Butter doesn't mean it's dairy. It just means that they've ground it up, so it's very easy to digest. It's just nothing more than pumpkin seeds ground up. Nothing's added. But these seeds not have oils in them. So it's very easy to spread. It's very easy to add to any syrup. So, and we should have pumpkin seeds. Pumpkin seeds are terrific in the amount of zinc, but also they have minerals that are very important for men for their phosphate. But back to the fruits. Fruits really energize. I always suggest people, you have your fruits and vegetables every day because the vegetables give you the cleansing. They help cleanse the blood. They revitalize the system. They chelate out toxins. But the fruits are their energizers. And since a lot of people don't eat fruit on a regular basis, or if they do eat fruit, it's not a healthy fruit, or they eat dried fruit, which is too concentrated in calories. But here you're getting the superstars. For example, if you were to go, Reggie, to Google, and you put in, let's say, blueberries, and you'll see all the blueberries scientific study, or blueberries medicinal value, or blueberries and health. You would be able to get all these studies on what blueberries and the phytonutrients and polyphenols that are in blueberries do for your brain. And I make sure I get blueberries every single day. If there's the one berry I make sure I get, and then I also get pomegranate. Pomegranate, look under pomegranate and epithelial. Epithelium is your lining of your arteries, and that is so important because due to the poor diet that people consume at different times in their life, or alcohol, or soft drinks, or high fructose corn syrup, the things we put in our body damage the epithelium. There's all these cuts, and then the body tries to heal itself by making a scab over it. Well, the danger is that you have so many of those little scabs that can break off. When that breaks off and joins with red blood cells, you can end up with a clot and have a heart attack and stroke, and that's how a lot of heart attacks and strokes occur. So when you're having pomegranate, it's one of the most single, if not the single most important nutrient for your epithelium. And then blueberries are phenomenal for your brain. And I sit every day and I counsel people who are deadly ill. I counsel people with irreversible illnesses, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, ALS, multiple sclerosis, advanced memory loss, cancers, heart disease, people who've had strokes, the really bad diseases I help people with. And we have pretty good success. The more they can adhere to protocols, the more chance they have of recovering some or in many cases all their health. And at the top of the list, I talk about you got to get more juices into your body. You have to get more of the nutrients that are in those juices into your body. Why? Because the diet most people eat is a denatured diet. It is dead. It is a dead person's diet. There's no vital life force in it. There's no enzymes in any substance. There's no ORAC. There's no antioxidant activity. Now, Google antioxidants, and you'll see thousands upon thousands of studies on how important antioxidants are. Now Google free radicals, and then Google inflammatory agents like cytokines, or tumor necrosis factor alpha, or the prostaglandins, and you'll see, wow, you mean I don't have to do anything bad, just normal living creates free radicals. Yeah, every millisecond you're creating tens of millions, hundreds of millions of free radicals, normal part of oxidation. When I breathe in, oxygen goes in, which is good. I oxygenate my tissue. Lungs allow that to be carried out, and the blood carries my oxygen, and then it goes in the cell, and it releases the oxygen, which is innervating to the cell, invigorating to the cell, and then carbon dioxide comes back out, and as when you exhale, that is carbon dioxide leaving the lungs, the spent fuel of the body. That little exchange between oxygen going in and carbon dioxide coming out, you have a byproduct. It is called oxidative stress. And oxidative stress leads to more inflammation. More inflammation leads to more cells being damaged. In fact, the best science I could find on this showed that the average cell, now mind you, there's some debate about how many cells the human body has, but that depends upon the size of the body. The age of the body, it could have anywhere from maybe 50 million, a trillion to 100 trillion cells. And each and every one of those cells gets damaged about 10,000 gene alterations per cell per day. And how's that possible? Well, that's your free radicals. That's the inflammatory agent. And the more of that damage you have, the quicker the cell ages and dies. Or becomes many cells become damaged and deformed. That's how cancer cells are frequently formed. Or they end up blocking your arteries, where your carotid arteries block going up into your neck and end up with a stroke. And frequently we don't even know this stuff's occurring until it happens. So when you're on a cleansing diet, I would have you having watermelon with pomegranate juice twice a day. Have you having apple cider vinegar with lemon juice. So I took the nutrients that I find are very important, and I put them in this. Now, because it's a powder, it's going to last years. And because it's so powerful and has all that ORAC in it, it's doing a lot more inside your body than if you just ate the fruit. A lot more powerful. So what's the reality of you having, for example, acerola berries, goji berries, cranberries, acai berries, bilberries, almost zero? People don't eat these things. They should, but they don't. They're not commonly available. They're not available year-round. They're seasonal. They're seasonal and they're regional. And so if you're in a country that grows grapes all year round, you have the temperature to do it, or olives, then you're going to be having those in your diet, which is one of the reasons people living in the Mediterranean are so much healthier than Americans. They have less obesity, less heart disease, less cancers, because they're not as stressed. Not that there isn't stress there. There is. Not that they have a completely healthy lifestyle. They don't. They smoke. A lot of people smoke. And they express their stress in different ways. But one of the things they do, they try to eat right, and they're very particular about their food. The French are very particular, and the Italians are very particular, as are the Spanish and people living in those areas, what's called the Western Mediterranean. And fruits are a big, big, big item. In fact, when I was last in Italy, we had a choice. We could go into Rome, or on the outskirts of Rome, in the hills around Rome, there were monasteries. And I'd never stayed in a monastery, so I told my Italian colleagues, as well as my brothers I was traveling with, let's stay in a monastery. That'll be kind of fun. Oh, okay, everyone agreed. And because a couple of my buddies are from Italy, and of course speak fluent Italian, they found us a monastery run by nuns, and the meal was, I think, $15, very reasonable. It was a very healthy meal by any standards. And, you know, of course, they give you a pasta. But their pasta is much better than our pasta. And the sauces are homemade sauces, not avant garde. And the different dishes and the soups, all homemade, very healthy. And not terribly seasoned, spicy, but spicy enough. And there was olive oil that you could put on and balsamic vinegar, et cetera. But then at the end, and this was true everywhere where I went in Italy, on the occasions I've been there, and they didn't give you cake or ice cream or pie that we would expect in America. Instead, they gave you fruit. In this case, they gave up a fruit bowl. They had grapes, four or five different types of grapes, apples, pears, and orange, and plum. And so there was plenty of fruit to go around. And we had a wonderful meal. But I found that everywhere I went in France and in Italy, it was very common to have fruit as the final. And when I asked the nun, I said, why have fruit as the end of a meal? She said, well, because it helps digestion. You get into a discussion of food in these countries, you're going to have a long discussion because they are masters of cooking. I never had a bad meal in Italy, never had a bad meal in France. That's impossible. That's an oxymoron, bad food in France. It's all good. Even for a vegan like me, they made me one of the most beautiful vegan platters in a normal restaurant, not a fancy restaurant. made me this food. I couldn't eat it all. There was so much. And he had like 7 different types of vegetables and lightly sauteed with different sauces on each one. It was $10. I felt embarrassed paying him $10. In America, that would have been $30, $40. And because it was a lot of food, it was beautifully displayed. And there is just, they know how to work with vegetables and grains and beans, you know, and they had a cup of white beans and a cup of black beans in the same, in what's called a crown of vegetables. So we're not used to eating right in America. We're used to eating junk. Even so-called gourmet meals on television, almost always the food is bad. I really like the personality of Gloria Child. I thought she, not Gloria Child, Julia Child and Frank Beard, they had wonderful personalities. But the food they were making, in my opinion, was just deadly. And I remember Del Davis had a cookbook, and it was a big monster seller, but she was just one of the most charming people. She reminded you of everyone's middle American grandmother. But the food in the cookbook, I wouldn't recommend it to anyone. So we jump ahead to today, and you start giving the average American fruit, they're not going to eat it. We're just not into fruit. We're into salt and crunchy, sweet and soft. Now, we'll drink a fruit drink, but it's made up of water, artificial flavors, and sugar. That's normal. But real fruit, no, we rarely have it. So I wanted to get people something that would really make a difference in their life, and that's what we have. We have this red stuff. So what we're offering today for a very low price to the people listening is we're going to give you a jar, and we have it in stock, give you a jar sent right out. I'm sorry for the phone ringing in the background. I'm sitting at my desk doing it, not in the studio. But we're going to give you this red stuff, and I defy anyone to show me how you're going to get more fruits, 18 fruits and enzymes in your body with a higher antioxidant value that's gluten-free, vegan, no GMO than red stuff. So this is one way in an imperfect world to do things that can make a difference. So with the red stuff that we're offering today on WBAI, our fundraiser today, right now, when you call the number, we're going to give you the number in a moment, you'll be able to get your red stuff. Now, I surprised Bertold this morning and Tony by saying, let's really go out of our way. Let's go overboard for the listeners of BAI because we're doing our best to get your premiums out from the spring drive. We've got a great way of doing that. You're going to hear that tomorrow. But what I want to do is I want to say thank you for continuing to support this wonderful station, even in this hour of need. And here's what I'm doing. So this is something that was unexpected, not on the program, but it's coming out of my pocket. I'm happy to donate this to help the station. I'm also giving you, when you call the station number in a moment to get your red stuff, I'm giving you free a $40 documentary called Power Foods. Now, this was on PBS stations, and here I show you good foods, bad foods, and how to make good foods into phenomenal foods. I show you what's wrong, the toxic ingredients you wouldn't know about that are in many of our dishes. I show you how to prepare a gourmet dish from ordinary foods, and in just a few minutes, suddenly you have a beautiful presentation of food that looks magnificent. How to bake gluten-free products, and whether it's a cake, to make it actually healthy. How to use natural sweeteners that are healthy and not the high fructose or glucose. I also show you in here what's wrong with pizzas, hot dogs, french fries, hamburgers, the kind of food that people right now are eating all across America. People are having this. In fact, people go home at night and they'll call in and have the pizza. Because why? Because we have so many tens of billions of dollars spent every year on pizza, and pizza is death food. French fries, death food. In fact, just 2 days ago, I went into a vegan restaurant. I won't mention the name. I was very disappointed. It was $27 for a slice of cauliflower, probably costing about maybe 35 cents. It was burnt on one side, had some brown sauce on the other side, and they had these gooey French fries. And I said, I didn't order it. Well, it comes with the dish. I said, well, please remove them because it's just, is this deep fried or baked? No, that's deep fried. And I asked the person, I said, why, if you're a vegan restaurant and you're popular, why would you bring in something you can get at McDonald's or these terrible French fries? People like them. And so I eat about 2 bites of the food. I just paid my bill and walked out. I won't go back in that place. Unfortunately, not every place calling themselves a health restaurant really has healthy food, in my opinion. But in any case, I can assure you that when you watch this documentary, and you're getting it for free, $40, you're going to see what's wrong with these foods because I go into detail. I pick up the food. I say, here's the pizza. Here's what's on this pizza. Meat that won't go bad. But how good can it be if a meat like salami doesn't go bad? Pepperoni doesn't go bad. It could be 1,000 years from now, and someone could say, let's make a pizza. This meat's only 1,000 years old. Well, you know, that goes beyond dumb. That's dumb, dumber, and dumbest. And then, oh, we got our – I remember one time I had to make an excuse where you're getting your dairy on pizza. Really? Genetically modified cheese that comes out of cow's teeth that's got pus in it. So every time that you're eating a pizza, you're getting pus. That's like someone popping a pimple in your mouth. That's how gross it is. That's the cheese on there. And it stinks. Pizza smells like dirty feet to me. In any case, it does. If you're honest, it does. And then, oh, but now we got our French fries. So this is going to last about 4 years in your stomach. So they're dead. They're overprocessed. They're fried in toxic oil that's been heated for a long time, and it creates a chemical similar to varnish. Well, so you had some varnish today. You had some pus today. You had some heterocyclic amines from meat that hasn't died. Gee whiz, why don't you go dig up a woolly mammoth and try chewing on one of its bones? Because it's about as nourishing as that meat you're eating. And then we say, oh, let's do something good for people. We're competing, so let's give them a hamburger. No, that's old. Let's give them two hamburgers. That's old. Let's give them half a pound of meat. That's old. 3/4 pound. How about a pound of meat? Well, that's a whole week and a half worth of protein. Who cares? They're not counting. Anyone dumb enough to buy a hamburger from us wouldn't be counting nutrition anyhow. Do you think someone's going to say, I'm a registered dietitian or nutrition with a PhD, and I want to have the exact amount of protein in my body from that meat? And you say, well, that would only be 1 teaspoon full of meat. What do you mean? The actual amount of meat your body needs to get the protein is 1 forkful. So imagine going into a restaurant and saying, give me that big steak, and they give you 1 fork. That's it, buddy. That's all you're getting because that's all your body needs. Well, I want the rest of it. Well, you can have it. Well, I'm paying for it, so put it in. Well, buddy, it's like this. Let's say you pull into a gas station, and you say, fill it up. And they say, okay, and they go to fill it up, and it hits $2. It's full. Put another $10 in. Your tank's full. I don't care. I'm an average American. Don't question me about anything of facts. I don't deal on facts. I deal on conditioning. I'm dumb. So put it in my back seat. You really want me to put all this gas over your back seat? And on my head while you're at it. And it'll drench it in your suit. Okay. That's how stupid people are, really stupid, when they eat the American diet. Now, it's because they don't want to know. That's called intentional neglect. If you're engaged in intentional neglect, you're also engaging in intentional ignorance. If you're intentionally ignorant, then when you become obese, when you have your heart disease, when you have your diabetes, when you have your high cholesterol, when you have your varicose veins, when you have intermittent claudication, and your memory goes, and when you wake up 4 times in the middle of the night, when you've got indigestion, gas, and bloating, don't say, how did this happen? Could it have been that 42 teaspoons of sugar I had today, 12 in just one small soda? Yeah. Could it have been all that meat I had, which is a weak supply even if I needed it? Yeah. Could have been all that refined carbohydrate that turns immediately into sugar because it's broken down into a mucopolysaccharide in my stomach. Yeah. Could it spike my blood so I have mood swings and go from calm to rageful to depressed all within a half hour of eating a muffin, a roll, a pizza crust? Yeah. Could it be that I'm creating cancer-causing cytokines in my body and chemicals from the acrylamide from the burnt toast or the burnt crust of a pizza or the bun of a hot dog or a hamburger or a donut? Yeah. Could it be all the artificial flavors and monosodium glutamate that are in here? Yeah. Could it be that my stomach is only the size of a pear, but I'm eating as if it were the size of a football? Yeah. damn, I didn't know any of that. By the way, I'm kind of hungry. I got an all-you-can-eat for 45 cents. Let's go eat 45 pounds of pork. Yeah. Jesus, man. So along I come, and I'm looking like the strangest little squirrel in the world. There's Gary, the rabbit eater. No, I'm Gary. I eat not rabbit food. I eat actually healthy food. And I want people to eat healthier than they are willing to do. So not everybody's going to want red stuff. Not everybody is into eating healthy. Not everybody takes their health seriously. Not everybody takes heart disease seriously. Not everybody takes cancer seriously. Not everybody takes dementia seriously. Not everybody takes anything seriously. Not everybody takes the loss of freedoms that I talked about on my show today seriously. So I'm not going to be able to communicate very well with someone who takes nothing seriously except what they need and want what they need when they or want what they want when they want it. And don't look at the consequences. But if you are a conscientious person, which I believe you are, because you're listening to the station, which is a very conscientious station, and you're serious about making positive choices for your health, which I believe you are, then red stuff is what you need. Not just what you want, what you need. See, there's a difference. You'll say what you want, and I'll say, do you need it? Does your heart need it? Because your heart will say thank you for red stuff. Why? Because, gee whiz, what do I have in here for the heart? Of the 18 fruits and enzymes, I've got strawberries for your heart, blueberries for your heart, raspberries for your heart, grapes for your heart, pomegranate for your heart, papaya for your heart, goji for your heart, and acai for your heart, and bilberry for your heart, and grapeseed extract for your heart. Wow. So how can your heart not say, thank you for giving us something we actually need rather than something that you wanted to give us to satisfy some emotion or some appetite, a conditioned response. So you talk about doing something good for your liver, for your kidneys, for your intestines, for your brain, for your eyes, for your heart, for your musculature. Yeah, red stuff does it.
It's simple nutrition.
So if we can't eat perfectly, that's, so I'm giving you red stuff, and I'm giving you free, my gift to you, food, power foods. You're definitely going to like that. It's very upbeat and very fun. But then I'm giving you one more. You're not getting one. You're getting two free gifts today.
But wait, there's another, more.
There is. A house that Tony Bates is buying in Jamaica.
Right.
And the second free gift you're getting, again, no charge you. You're getting two $40 documentaries, award-winning documentaries, some engine, and the other one is really powerful. It's called Overcoming Addictive Behavior. Let's say you say, well, I'm not a drug addict. I said addictive behavior. That could be addicted to chocolate, addicted to sugar, addicted to foods, and we can actually become addicted to foods. In fact, I did a whole report on this called The Food Mood Connection. And frequently the foods you crave are the foods that create a biochemical reaction in your body. We create actual opiates in our body, and it makes us feel good. But here's something you got to know. Any food or beverage that makes you feel good is bad for you. Why? Because foods are not supposed to make you feel good. They're supposed to be good. There's a big difference because that's where a heroin makes you feel good. Cocaine makes you feel good. Methamphetamine makes you feel really good. Crack makes you feel really, really good. Alcohol makes you feel good. But they're not good for you. So how do you break those addictions? How do you break addictions to cigarettes and coffee? Now, if you don't think coffee's addictive, stop today and watch migraine headaches. Watch your brain feel like it's exploding. Watch what happens when you try to sleep for the next 3 days going off coffee. You can't. But you can get off coffee. You can get off sugar. You can get off meat. You can get off refined carbohydrates. You can get off heroin. I was the head, Tony. I was the head of addiction control through Tofaga Hospital for almost decades because it was affiliated with the Institute of Biology, where for 3 years I was a research fellow. And because I had a holistic approach to drug addiction, I would get people off heroin without going to methadone, and as a result, the director of the institute, who was interested in watching the people I was detoxing and rebalancing their body chemistry and their brain chemistry, using natural non-toxic techniques, that's what I help over there, and I did. And then once a week became once a day, thousands of people I helped over their addictions, and especially food addictions today.
Gary, you know, I heard a comedian say, if you don't think coffee's a drug, look around your office and find out what else your employer will give you for free that costs $8 a pound.
Yeah.
Think about it. You
so
think
you're
about
getting,
it.
So, Tony, you're getting two free, no charge, no gimmicks. You're getting two full-length documentaries worth $80 when you call this wonderful, necessary, essential, life-saving station and you help save its life. Only $99. You're getting red stuff. We have it in inventory. I've set it aside, so it's going right out. And so red stuff, I've told you about it. The two documentaries, I've told about it. And look, not everybody's going to be interested in this, but an awful lot of people in this audience are wanting to get healthier, have more energy. If you could just help your body with more energy by giving it what's necessary for the cells to create more adenosine triphosphate, a chemical reaction in mitochondria, red stuff does that. If you want to have better digestion because the enzymes and the ease of which phytonutrients from fruits are digested, it does that. And for all the different cells in your body that benefit from antioxidants and orec, and this has 10,000 orec. Let me put this in perspective, Tony. In the average day, the average American, the best I could guess, would be getting between 200 and 500 orec, meaning antioxidant activity in a day. You're getting 10,000 in a single serving of orec. That means antioxidant activity. That's trapping the free radicals, neutralizing the free radicals, keeping those free radicals from damaging your cells, and your cells are damaged about 10,000 times a day per cell. That's how come we age prematurely. And that's why the people who are on the highest fruits and vegetables live the longest lifespan, are the healthiest. And that's your Mediterranean. The island of Crete is the most long-lived. The people in Okinawa, the Okinawan diet, lots of fruits and vegetables, the people living in Japan, those are the longest-lived people in the world, and they are principally vegan. They may have fish, but they rarely have meat, maybe on holidays, but they have lots of vegan foods, and I'm giving you the best of the best of the fruits because we can't eat 18 servings of fruits a day. You just couldn't physically do it. You wouldn't think about doing it. You couldn't afford to do it. I made it simple for you.
And you
I
might
took
be in
the apples,
bathroom a lot as
juiced
well.
Them. Yes, I took the apples, I juiced them, wicked off all the water, 97% water. So what's really powerful in the apple, what's really powerful in the goji and the noni and the pomegranate and the cranberry is what you're left with. So you're left with the single most, the mother load of goodness, the mother load of nutrition, the mother load of what's important that. And that's why you should be calling right now, because you care enough about your health. You can put the scoop of this in any beverage, orange juice, apple juice, rice milk, coconut milk, any beverage you want, even water. You put it in there, stir it around, taste delicious, drink it down, and wow, have you done yourself good. Tony, over to you.
Gary, that's how I've consumed it in the past, is just with water. 516-620-3602 is the phone number to call. A $99 pledge of support to WBAI. We're going to get you this bottle of red stuff along with two free DVDs. I called Gary this morning, and he happened to be sitting there with the general manager and the executive director, and he told me, I've got a gift for the audience today. We're going to go really big. I want to see a response, and I want to get people information they really need. And so he told me that he was including these two DVDs. So for a $99 pledge, you're going to get a bottle of Gary's Red Stuff along with his DVD, Overcoming Addictive Behavior. Not Overcoming Addiction, Overcoming Addictive Behavior. And he's also going to include Power Foods. $99. Imagine that. A bottle of Red Stuff and two DVDs. This is a gift from Gary Nall. Thank you, Gary, for being so generous with our audience. 516-620-3602. You can also visit givetowbai.org. I suspect, folks, that the lines are going to light up right now and probably be very busy. Please be patient with us as we try to answer all of your calls. And remember that you can always go online to givetowbai.org to make that pledge of support. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. What are we eating? Do you know what we're eating? 516-620-3602, and it's why alternative news sources like WBAI are so important. It's the kind of news that I wish we heard more of on WBAI. It's the kind of news that informs and serves people. That's why we have this signal at 99.5 FM, so that we can do the work of actually serving this community. If, whether you know it or not, or whether you can feel it coming through or not, we have passion for you, our listeners. We have concern for, passion for, we care about you. It's different than other radio stations. We actually do care. That doesn't mean that we have personal time for everyone and that we can do everything that everybody wants, but the information that we try to present to you is because we care about you and your health, and we also understand that the mainstream is constantly up to something that damages us, whether emotionally, physically, through our food or whatever sources. We know this is going on, and so we try to provide you alternatives. That's what's happening right now. Gary Null's Red Stuff for a pledge of $99, but that's not all. Included in this package is his DVD, Power Foods, a second DVD, Overcoming Addictive Behavior. And Gary has put so many fruit into each serving, as he said earlier, it would be very difficult to get that many servings of food to receive the nutrition coming in just one scoop of red stuff mixed in with water, orange juice, however you prefer to take it. When I take your juices, generally, Gary, I take them with just water, and they go down just fine. 516-620-3602. Make a pledge of support. Don't forget that you can visit givetowbai.org. That's give the numeral to wbai.org. It's imperative, folks. It's imperative that we keep WBAI thriving. It's imperative that we can have a show like Gary. Now, Gary, I'm really, since I've been back here, I'm really amazed at the amount of people who bring your show up to me first when I mention WBAI at this point, and the age range of the people that mention your show to me. And when I was here before, I don't remember that so many younger people were approaching me and talking about your show. Or even if I bring the show up, they often say, that guy that I just got a show from prison. I mean, a letter from prison yesterday, and the guy was trying to identify your program. There was a guy on about noon, and he had this great information about food and so on and so forth. And I'm going to actually write a letter back to that person to let them know that it was your show they were listening to. So it's that those pledges of support that you're sending in, folks, are empowering people. This information is empowering and life-changing, and we're asking you to support our efforts to do that. The brother in prison can't likely send us any money. However, he still gets to listen to WBAI because you make your pledges of support. That's community. That's community radio. And your pledges make that happen. 516-620-3602. Call right now. If the lines are busy, give us a couple of minutes and call right back, or visit givetowbai.org. There is very little that's as comprehensive a program as Gary Null's program. Gary covers a few health issues, but it also is analysis and politics that you can't find even on Pacifica Radio sometimes. Other stations, again, more and more, I hear us sounding like a little more homogenized than we used to sound at Pacifica. And your analysis keeps that line, Gary, of challenging the mainstream. And again, for me, progressive is not coming from a political point of view, but from a people's point of view. And that's what happens on the Gary Null Show. It doesn't matter if it comes from the right or the left. If it is something that serves the people, that is the information we get on Gary Null Show. You know, I was recently meeting with Naomi Klein and said the same thing to her, something similar. As I read her materials, she's begun to whittle away this what I call tribalism. I'm a Republican. I'm a Democrat. And so I've got to support this one or that one. Well, that's tribalism. How about supporting what's in your best interest? How about supporting what's in the best interest of your neighbors, no matter who is putting that forward? Because what we've seen from our votes is that the military-industrial complex keeps winning, no matter which of those parties is in place. The strategy, the purposes of the military-industrial complex in the Americas, in North America, in the United States, wins the election every time, no matter who you voted for. 516-620-3602. And I would argue that in this last election, a coup took place. And here is how I make that case. If we had been given the right to vote for the person we wanted to vote for, who would have been Bernie Sanders, he would likely be president. But somewhere, and in some subtext, at some sub-level, the Democratic Party made a decision not to give us the candidate we wanted, rather to put forward the candidate they wanted. And our host, Jimmy Dore, has pointed out many times, Gary, that he said a couple of lines I like that he says about Hillary Clinton. First of all, she never met a war that she didn't like. And secondly, he said she is the candidate that always starts out with a lead and always loses it. So why wouldn't they give us Bernie? So back to my point about a coup, we didn't get a chance to vote for the person we would have voted for. So a change in power has been made at the top of this nation, and the people were not fully consulted. At least that's my perspective, and that's what you get on WBAI. 516-620-3602, just a $99 pledge of support for the Red Stuff and two of Gary's DVDs, Overcoming Addictive Behavior and Power Foods. Gary.
I thank you all for staying on, even when the line is not always a good quality. I might mention that on tomorrow's show, I'm going to be having on a lawyer who looked at the DNC about young ideals of the millennial generation, supporting universal health care, supporting the free tuition, and supporting reigning in Wall Street and reestablishing the Glass-Steagall Act, all which Bernie Sanders supported. And then he was, unfortunately, and no one's really talking about it, none of the media talk about how the DNC and the Clinton faction, with malice aforethought, kept him from getting that nomination. He would have beaten Trump hands down. We wouldn't be in this mess today. But by the way, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, top IT guy, was just arrested last night at the airport leaving
Pakistan. No, you have
Pakistan.
To be kidding me. Was he arrested last night?
He was arrested last night.
I have a specifically assigned
by the FBI.
I have specifically assigned a WBAI reporter, one of our new interns who does investigative journalism, to look into that story. I hadn't heard of that development yet. We are going to be coming up with a whole uncovering of that story. People don't know it. The mainstream media has put a blackout on it. There were two men from Pakistan who had access to all of the DNC sites, and I hadn't heard yet that he was arrested. I am in shock, and I'm glad that news is breaking, because that's a story we should have been on top of here at Pacifica. There has been a news blackout on this and other stories, and that's why you must pledge and support, folks. Nobody's heard that story. I called 2 weeks ago to a young man who's been doing some reporting with our news director, Linda Perry, and said, we're going to cover this story. Let's start working on it. And so we'll have those reports coming out somewhere on the air shortly. But again, we are ahead of the game. I knew this was coming down the pipe. Complete blackout in the mainstream media. So support this station, because that's the work we do here. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. A $99 pledge of support. You're going to get the Red Stuff, and you're going to get two Gary Null DVDs that he's tossing in for free. He is donating this to WBAI like he's donated so much over the years. He's donating two of the CDs. We are not paying for those. They're a donation to you, our listening audience, because Gary Null wanted to give you this gift today. 516-620-3602. Call up and make that pledge of support. And I can't wait to continue to dig into that story, because that is an important piece of information. And because, again, the Democrats, if you look at the mainstream media, the Democrats are misdirecting us with this fake Russian story. Let me tell you, they keep talking about fake news and they keep talking about this Russian story. I have brought up ideas on the air that people go, that's a conspiracy theory. This Russian story is a conspiracy theory. It's a theory. There is not a shred of evidence to support it, but it's a wonderful distraction so that we don't have to talk about the IT guy that was arrested last night. It's a wonderful distraction so that we don't have to talk about Debbie Wasserman Schultz. It's a wonderful distraction so that we don't have to talk about Seth Rich. But guess what? On WBAI, you're going to hear all of it. And that's why you must pledge and support this station. 516-620-3602. We're in the final few minutes of this hour, folks. We need to hear from you. Make that phone call right now. It's only a $99 pledge. Again, if you call and the lines are busy, please be patient with us. We will certainly be able to fit your call in eventually. You can also visit give2wbai.org. And I don't want to get too mired in the politics because we're talking about nutrition on this program. But for me, it's a validation that we were already working on that story here at WBAI. And this guy has now been arrested. And so, again, I want to remind you that your pledges of support have made that work possible. That is a gift of WBAI, and it's the, your pledges are the gift to us. Gary, back to you.
Just to wrap that up, BAI should be ahead of the curve on all these important issues because the mainstream media is not going to touch it. And just to let you know what I know, I'll turn over to your intern, the lawyer that we're having on tomorrow, who has got all this information on the illegal activity that no one in the media is talking about that went on to make sure Bernie Sanders did not get the nomination, and that the person handling Debbie Wasserman Schultz's personal IT, meaning he worked for her, and he sent $300,000, wired it yesterday, and his other friends got out of the country, and he was stopped just at the airport, and they needed him to send that wire transfer to show that he was sending stolen money out. So he's got, and by the way, they found his computers smashed up, broken up, and of course they'll be able to retrieve the messages from them, and they'll be able to retrieve it out of the cloud because there is no such thing as deleting everything because you can't delete what's in the cloud. So anyhow, whatever is on Debbie Wasserman Schultz's computer, he was the one who knew about it. So now we're going to finally get to the place where he'll probably cut a deal unless he's mysteriously commits suicide, shooting himself 10 times in the back of the head. But the likelihood is that he will cut a deal, and then the truth will start to come out. Then we'll see who they throw out there under the bus and to keep the Clinton group from taking any responsibility for losing the election because of what they did. Anyhow, separate from that, what we're focusing on now is getting people's health back. Now, I'm not promising this is a magic panacea. I've made no medical claims, oh, take this and it'll cure that. I don't do that ever with anything I create. Rather, I suggest that by watching the film Power Foods, you'll be able to see here are the foods that we eat commonly, and here's why they're bad. Then you'll see the good foods. Here are the foods and a huge amount of foods I go through, and I explain each one. What's in kale? What's in celery? What's in these mushrooms? What's in the garlic? How should you eat the garlic? How much should you have? What will it do for you? Well, it'll lower the blood pressure, and it'll thin the blood, and it'll prevent strokes, and it'll kill parasites. It'll kill viruses. I go through all this, and then I show you a third area of the program. The last third is here are the wonderful dishes, whether they're desserts, soups, salads, entrees, drinks that you can make from these, baked goods you can make from them that are healthy, that actually promote health and healing. So, and it was very popular when it was on PBS stations. So it's your gift free. Then the overcoming addictive behaviors from alcohol to gambling, from sugar to coffee, it's all in there. So whatever you want to overcome, it takes you step by step how to do it. And that's $80 for the free documentaries that you get when you call. And just, and by the way, your money's going to the station, and your money is helping the station pay its bills.
In fact, you made a massive donation this morning, Gary, by you adding these items in is a massive donation to WBAI. Thank you. And that's exactly where the money is going. And we have some magic that we can do here, folks. And that is we take your $99 and we stretch it into 50,000 watts. And that way the entire community is served. 516-620-3602. Just a few minutes left. Get on the phone right now. A $99 pledge of support gets you three items. A jar of Gary Null's Red Stuff. 18 ORAC, I think you said, per serving. Isn't that correct? Or we get 18 different fruits in the in the
per
one
serving,
per serving. That's included, along with the DVD Gary was just talking about, Power Foods, where he gives you instructions, how much of this to take, how much of that to take, what is good for this, what's good for that, and also Overcoming Addictive Behavior. Three items for a pledge of just $99, a massive gift from WBAI to WBAI from Gary Null and to you, our listeners. That money goes to keep the lights on in this building. It's $3,000 a day to run this station, folks. That's a lot of money. And so we need you to step up to the plate. Make that pledge of support. 516-620-3602. Change your life. Your body is built in a way that when it gets the nutrition it needs, it begins to heal itself. You know, my father taught me when I was a kid, and I try to pass this to children all the time, Gary, that your body heals itself. And so he was a bit of a fanatic with it. But still, I was in the back of a truck. I fell onto a sling blade. I caught my full body weight and sliced my hand to the bone with, it must have been a 2-inch scar, and I could see the bone. I mean, it was all the way down there. My dad said, "Can your fingers move?" Yeah. All right. Took me in the house, washed it out, cleaned it out with some peroxide, put some medicine into it, wrapped me up. And his friend said, "You better take him to the hospital." My dad said, "The body heals itself. Go ahead, go to bed, boy." You know, but that stuck in my head, gave me something for the pain. And my body healed perfectly, because ultimately, you remember, when you go to doctors are great for emergency medicine, but our bodies have been equipped with what they need in terms of healing itself. If you give it the nutrition, if you put the fuel into it, it's there. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. Just a $99 pledge of support. And that money comes right here to 99.5 FM WBAI. It keeps this kind of discussion going on. I can't wait for Gary's show tomorrow to hear the further details. You can hear Gary Null's show, of course, every Monday through Friday at noon right here on WBAI 99.5 FM. Tune in for that show. It is cutting-edge politics. It is cutting-edge health. It is cutting-edge analysis. And it is here for you because you make your pledges of support to WBAI. 516-620-3602. Just about a minute left before we have to take a quick station break. And so we need every phone to light up. Again, if you're calling and the lines are busy, please be patient. Don't forget, you can visit give2wbai.org. If you appreciate the work that Gary does here daily on WBAI, you can pledge at any level, $25, $10, $100, whatever you want to do, by texting the letters WBAI to the number 41444. Again, the letters WBAI to the number 41444. The rest of you should pick up your phone right now and call 516-620-3602. And for a $99 pledge of support, we're going to give you a bottle of Gary Null's Red Stuff, along with the film Power Foods and his documentary Overcoming Addictive Behavior. You're listening to WBAI New York 99.5.
Let me He's thanking those folks. Let me take this opportunity to thank all of you, our listeners and support staff, our contributors, our interns, the volunteers, producers, and the entire crew that works countless hours to bring WBAI into your lives.
Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware. Hello and welcome to the Aware Show. This is Lisa Garr. It's so great to be on here in New York City. Thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. So this show is for anyone who feels that they have a book inside of them. The New York Times actually says that 81% of Americans believe that they have a book stuck inside of them somewhere. Do you have a story? Do you have something you want to teach? Do you have a legacy that you'd like to carry on? All of those things are part of the ingredients of writing the book. What most people get stuck on is the book writing process. People think it's daunting. They don't know what to do. They don't understand it. And it pretty much scares about 81% of the people away. I wrote a book this past year called Becoming Aware, and it was one of the most rewarding and challenging experiences I've done because I didn't have book whisperer Tom Bird in my back pocket. Tom Bird is my guest, and he teaches people a surefire way to get your book written and published, and he has done this with over 97% success rate. Welcome to the show, Tom. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Lisa. Thanks for having me on. It's great to be here.
Yeah. So you have really done a 97% success rate for people who attend the workshops?
Yes, 97% of the people who attend a workshop finish their books in the weekend.
In a weekend?
Over the last 3 years, that 3% that don't finish in a weekend finish their books at home shortly afterwards.
Now that's phenomenal, but I have to find out, first of all, how. How do you teach people to get out of their own way and understand this process and then quiet the mind chatter, all of those things? I'm sure those are the three separate days, right?
Well, no, actually we do a lot of pre-preparation work for the retreat, and it all begins with the authors finding us. The authors that we deal with are, in one level or another, desperate to get their books out. Probably just like you were last summer. You finally wrote your book because you had to, because it was adversely affecting your life not to.
Right.
And so when we work with people that are slightly or greatly desperate, they have a tendency to be great listeners and great doers because they just want to get out of their own way and facilitate the way for the book to come through them. And ideally what we do, Lisa, is we help the author connect directly with the book through a spiritual association with the book and birth the book on its own. So we assume that these authors that come to us have books stuck inside them that they need to get out. And I think that's really a key important ingredient, that they have a book stuck inside them that they need to get out. So we really don't teach them to write a book. We teach them to connect with the book and release the book that's already inside them. The book that's probably on another spiritual realm someplace else from here.
So
that's what we do.
That's interesting. That's really interesting. So you pull it out of the future and bring it back into now. Can you give me an example of somebody who's come to you and said they've tried and tried and tried, and now they have a deadline and they have to create their story?
Well, that would be just about everyone that comes to our retreat.
Yeah. Does this somebody stand out?
My approach is so different from the accepted norm of writing that we are oftentimes the last resort for people to take before writing their books. And the reason they haven't been able to write their books up to this period of time is because they were taught that writing was an intellectual art form only. And partially it is an intellectual art form, but book writing is a holistic art form. It takes into consideration the spiritual aspect of the individual, the emotional aspect, the intellectual, and the physical. When you harness all four of those aspects into one and can connect them with the spiritual aspects of the book just comes pouring through. So I had one lady by the name of Maxine Taylor who'd been wanting to write a book for, 27, 28 years.
Wow.
And yeah, she finally showed up at a retreat. It connected with me through the years and finally shows up at a retreat. Wrote a book in a day and a half. And this was in Atlanta in September. And by the following November 10th, she was the number one Amazon bestseller. So that's how quickly it can happen.
Does it matter what type of story it is? Do people come in with health, sports? Does it matter?
It doesn't matter. The process works for anyone who wants to write a book and needs to write a book. It doesn't matter what type of book it is that they want to write. And to be honest with you, 35% of the people that come to my retreats have no friggin' idea what it is they want to write. They have no idea.
Oh,
they
really?
They just know that there's something stuck inside them that they need to get out. And they actually end up being my easiest students to work with because they don't come in with preconceived notions that need to be disputed during the process of the writing of their books.
Ah, now, so, for example, someone listening right now has a great childhood story that they lived through and they want to tell other people. Maybe say it's a bullying story that they survived and they got back and created justice, something like that. So I'm making this up. So someone comes to you and says, I have this experience I lived through. Is it more the experience that needs to come out and get birthed, or do you try to fit it into a certain type of program?
It's more the author's voice. Again, I assume when I work with an author that, like the other 80,000 authors I've worked with the last 30 years, that they're coming to me because they have a book stuck inside them and the system which they've learned to write a book under has not worked. And so what I do is I give them a system that will work, and we don't actually know what type of book the author will write when they sit down and write the book. And to be honest with you, we don't care, because books are already written on the other side of life. That's our premise. And that book is already written on the other side of life and is designed to be born because it's time to be born onto the planet, which sounds kind of outrageous. But this is what I experience on a monthly basis with the retreats that I do. So if somebody comes to me and says, you know, I got to write about a childhood tragedy that deals with bullying, I'll listen to that, but I'll just listen more to their book and listen to what the book is telling me to do to get them connected with the book. Now, the book is always going to be different than the author anticipates. Always. Sometimes it's a 1 degree difference from what they think. Sometimes it's a 180-degree difference from what they think. But it's always different because the book is a very large document file, a huge document file. The left brain through which they think and they think about their book is very small memory. So it can only hold a very small bit of that document file, which we call a book. And so it's guessing what the other aspects of the document file is about. So it doesn't really know what the book is about. It just knows what a very small fragment of it is about. So when the book is actually released, the book takes on a personality of its own.
True.
Does that make sense?
Yes. So someone could go in thinking they're going to write an autobiography, yet they wind up writing a novel about a kid who was bullied. It eventually forms into the book that it was meant to be. And you just help people get out of their own way enough to allow that process to unfold, right?
Exactly. And the author actually turns into the author they were meant to be, not the author they think they want to be.
Oh, interesting. So now this all can happen in a weekend? In how many days? 3-4 days?
3.5 days. We start our retreats on a Thursday night. We end them on a Sunday afternoon. And 95% of the people that finish their books are done with their books by 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon. And I'm sure we've all had the occasion. I know you did last summer when you wrote your book. You had the occasion where the words just spilled out of you, just like fire, like water out of a fire hose.
Yes.
That symptom is indicative of the author within state. And our job is to get them on into that author within state, keep them in that author within state through the entire process of the book, so the book can download itself through that author. And the average writing speed of an author at one of our retreats is 2,500 words per hour. The average length of an American author's first time author's book is 35,000 words. So you can see where it'll take somewhere between 14 and 16 hours to complete that book, which is pretty much what we see at the retreats. Again, we start on a Thursday night. We'll have about 15% of the authors finish their books by 6 o'clock Friday.
Oh my god.
95% finished by 4 o'clock on Saturday.
Do you need to come with an outline or ideas?
No.
Bullet points?
No. The less you're very logical.
I am.
The less you know, the better. We don't want the left brain designing a structure for the right brain book.
So if an
author needs an outline for security purposes because they need to know where they're going, we instruct them to create a right brain outline that's indicative of what the book is going to be as opposed to what the left brain wants it to be. See, the left brain is like that loving parent that loves you with tough love and wants you to fit in society. Books are not designed to fit in society. They're designed to lead society. So they're not going to be the accountants, the nurses, the doctors, the lawyers of the world. They're going to be the artists, the Rembrandts, the Hemingways. So they're going to lead our consciousness forward. So they always color outside the lines of the left brain. So we can't have the left brain structure where the right brain book is going, because if we do, the book will not facilitate its purpose as a book, as a piece of art, as a catalyst, as a flag bearer.
It can't be too creative. It can't be overly creative. That's the whole point, is to get into that creativity space, right?
It's, you know, I would use the term, instead of creativity, release. Because ideally what our authors are doing is they're not creating a book. They're releasing a book from the other side that's already been created. So they go into a state of surrender, where they surrender to the book as opposed to try to create a book that doesn't exist. They surrender to the book that does exist. Does that all make sense?
It does. It makes sense. And it's an experience that I believe that you will make a lot more sense if you go through this, which you've had a lot of bestsellers come out of your retreats. I mean, this isn't just write it.
Yeah, in the last 2 years, we've had 47 number one bestsellers come out of the retreats.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. So you not only help people write the book and birth it, but then you help them also understand how to get it published, how to market it, and how to really get the book into the world.
Exactly. You know, that's all part of the process. I mean, one thing we don't want to do is extend the frustration of an author any further. And